Have you ever prayed for a sign, something to know God hears you? For those who knew Padre Pio, that sign often came not through vision or sound, but through a mysterious heavenly fragrance. And it still happens today. Stay tuned to hear the testimonies. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here, especially because I have something special to share. On February 11th, the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, your intentions will be brought to Lourdes and entrusted to Our Lady in prayer. All you need to do is enroll your intentions using the link in the description below. There's no cost, so don't miss this opportunity. Now let's move on to our story. Hello everyone. Today I want to share with you something that never ceases to amaze me, the mysterious fragrance of Padre Pio. For those of you who are new, many people who have a devotion to Padre Pio have reported suddenly smelling a beautiful floral scent, often roses or violets, while praying, attending Mass, or facing something difficult. There are no flowers nearby, no obvious source for the scent, and yet it's unmistakable. This mysterious fragrance has long been associated with Padre Pio. Even during his lifetime, people would notice it around him. It's understood as a sign of his spiritual presence, a gentle way of saying, "I am with you, don't be afraid." So today, I'd like to share some testimonies from our viewers who have experienced this phenomenon. Let's begin with Charmaine, who writes, "Thank you for spreading the good news of Padre Pio. I am sure I smelled fresh garden roses after I finished a novena for a special request. The strange thing is, I had roses in my home at the time, but they were shop-bought, and shop roses never have a scent. After catching a strong whiff of roses, I went to smell my roses, but nothing, no scent at all. So I am convinced it was Padre Pio saying it's going to be okay." What a gentle and beautiful sign. Thank you, Charmaine, for sharing that with us. A viewer named Paul shared a memory that has stayed with him for decades. 40 years ago, when I was discerning my vocation to the priesthood, I experienced his perfume. My sister was in a Padre Pio prayer group, and the leader of the group explained the meaning of the perfume to me. I have loved Padre Pio ever since. Another viewer wrote, "On 3 occasions I smelled Saint Padre Pio's violet perfume while I was in trouble. It is a very strange phenomenon, but it is very distinct. A strong, intense violet scent that lasted for about a minute each time." Janet shared a beautiful moment she experienced during prayer. "Years ago, a group of us were praying the rosary in a member's yard, and I smelled roses where there were none around, and it was in the fall." And Kelly shared this experience. "I've smelled a fragrance during weekday Mass and right before the rosary. I've come to believe this is Padre Pio's fragrance, so I ask him to protect me now and to help my guardian angel so I can get closer to Jesus." And that is the heart of it, dear friends. These mysterious fragrances are not meant to make us chase consolations or curiosities. As Padre Pio himself insisted, they are quiet signs meant to draw souls back to Jesus, to prayer, to trust in God's mercy. That was Padre Pio's mission in life, and it is the mission this apostolate tries to carry forward day after day. But this work does not continue by chance. To reach souls consistently, to prepare videos, preserve testimonies, and keep Padre Pio's voice present for those searching in the darkness, we depend on a small group of faithful supporters who walk with us month after month. Not for a moment, but for the long term. This is why we created the Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you're not simply supporting a channel, You're helping ensure that this quiet work of evangelization remains stable, prayerful, and available to souls who may be encountering Padre Pio for the very first time. In gratitude, we spiritually carry you with us through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a personalized certificate, a blessed image of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to resources meant to deepen your interior life and trust in God. If you feel called to help sustain this mission, not just today, but into the future, you'll find a link to join in the description below. Now, I'd like to share something that happened to me personally. A few years ago, I was preparing a video that included a quote from the late exorcist Father Gabriel Amorth on the ugliness of Satan. Just as I was typing that part, the entire text suddenly vanished. The whole page deleted itself. I clicked undo, the text came back. But the moment I pressed enter or space, the text disappeared again. And this happened repeatedly at the exact section that mentioned Satan. I decided to restart the computer, and as I was waiting for it to reboot, I suddenly noticed a sweet scent of roses in the air. At first, I assumed it was someone's perfume coming from outside, but then I realized no perfume smells quite like that. It had the freshness of real roses, almost impossibly fresh. I thought maybe it was flowers from outside, but it was late autumn, maybe even winter. Anyway, too cold for flowers. Well, the computer restarted, and I finished the text without any further issues. That kind of glitch has never happened to me before or since. I'll leave the interpretation up to you. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.